Jacob was my 5-year-old son, and he was killed a little over 2 years ago when we were struck from behind while we were still in traffic, and struck from behind by an SUV that was going 62 miles per hour.
And you folks were at the time driving on 83, just about to get on the Beltway, right?
Yeah, we were actually stopped in traffic because there was a previous accident, but we were at that 83-695 spur.
Okay. What would this bill do, and why is this bill needed?
Well, what this bill, Jake's Law, which is House Bill 1212, would do is basically it says that if you cause a crash that results in a serious injury or death, that you can be basically, it's a Class A misdemeanor that results in up to 3 years of jail time and up to $5,000 in fines.
When you first heard that the driver of the SUV that hit you was texting, what went through your mind?
Well, actually, the driver wasn't texting. He was talking on his cell phone, and a text had come through. It was never, it was never sure what he was doing exactly with his cell phone. We just know that he was so distracted that for approximately 500 yards, that's the length of 5 football fields, that he did not see that the traffic had stopped in front of him.
And tell me a little bit about your son.
Jake, he was very much a typical 5-year-old boy with a lot of energy. He loved sports. He especially loved baseball, and he loved to skateboard, and he had a very infectious laughter that made everybody else laugh around him.
Susan, there'll be a lot of people who say that we have a cell phone law, driving law, on the books right now. In fact, it's now a primary offense. Why do we need this particular?
The reason why we need this law is that cell phone distracted driving has become the new drunk driving, and a $75 fine has not been much of a deterrent. I see people on their cell phones when I'm driving my daughter to school, when I'm walking around the neighborhood, and basically what we need to do is A, let people know that cell phone distracted driving is very dangerous, and that B, that there will be consequences to their actions should they cause a crash, and that it's not considered merely just an accident, that it is a deliberate act that you're doing that makes it less safe for you and for other people on the road around.